Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this may look like an old video, but it's not. It's new. We're gonna do Dona Dona, Let's Do Bad Things Together, and we're not gonna do like two separate videos, we're gonna do a whole thing. And if you guys like, we can continue it right along with Evenickel, which is coming back also, so be on the lookout for that. Evenickel's not going away. But we can do Dona Dona, and now it's on Jast USA. Now, I will tell you guys, I'm using a Chinese uncensored patch, which means they actually had some artists come in and redraw a lot of the stuff. I don't know how good it's gonna look, but some people say it's pretty good. So we'll see. Also, there's been a lot of pixelation cleanup, courtesy of F95. A bunch of people have gone in there and fixed it up. And they seem to do good work. There's a lot of people that are involved with the industry. That's how I met the guy that I'm doing scripts for. You know, he actually got in touch with me to check out my progress. And of course, I told him I wasn't going to be able to get around to anything about Sunday. But anyway, I'm going to get to that, guys. And I'll be working with that very soon. I'll probably do 10,000 lines a week, which isn't too bad. But that's probably what I can manage. But, yeah, let's get to Dona Dona. Jumping Cross. The Yorozu statue has just been unveiled to thunderous applause. The weather is perfect, Pratsa-san itself is here to celebrate and share our first glimpse of Mr. Yorozu, immortalized in bronze. The unveiling ceremony is taking place at Yorozu Plaza, where the founder, Mr. Yorozu, famously liked to stroll. May the grandfather of Asogi continue as always to guide the people as a symbol of prosperity. We hope you've enjoyed our live broadcast of this wonderful moment. Stay tuned for more of our Founder's Birthday Special right after the break. We'll be speaking with the Vice President of the Founder's Birthday Ceremony Committee, Mr. Hasemitsu, about today's turnout. Our regularly scheduled anime, Twin Miracles, Patty and Millie, will unfortunately not be airing today. Asapo, your Asugi point card. Use it at 100,000 locations around the city. The one card for all your purchasing needs. Sign up now for a special offer. Wow, they're all screaming and shouting over one lousy statue of the old fart. What the hell? They can't cancel Patty and Millie. Not when they were gonna use their new forms to beat some bosses down this week. Hold on. This is a modern game. We should be able to use fast. And they were just about to finally reveal whether that mysterious third person was really their close friend Nami or not. Oh, so you reckon it's Nami, do you, Porno? Betcha that one's a fake out. That Paru girl is there in their class is up to something. Oh, it's cute to see Zappa and Porno getting all excited over a children's show. I'm too old for that stuff, so. Rub, rub, rub. Kira-kira no kanji voice mo nakanaka kawaii toko aru. The voice you make when somebody touches you is pretty cute too, Kirakira. Hey, Porno, don't you touch the fair skin of a young maiden. See? Isn't she cute? You just caught me by surprise, that's all. But your shoulders trembled with delight as the core of your maiden body was set ablaze, sweet nectar seeping from your crevice. I was not shivering. Ugh, that's it. You're getting a grown-up punishment. Kuma, grab that little shorty behind you. Afraid I don't provide that service. Deal with her yourself. What's wrong, pitcher? You afraid? Hey, hey. You leave me no choice. I'm busting out my new weapon. Take this, I'm gonna make you scream! Think again. Ah, give that back! This is how you use it. Stay back! It's all screaming and shouting in here too. Not that that's any different than usual. Hey, wait, stop! Porno, give that back, I need it for work. The weapon has de-escalated the situation. I'm all dirty, you got me all dirty. Comfort me, Kuma. But first, help me up. Maybe if I've got time after work. Dry as dump ever, dry as a bone. You going somewhere? If I don't get some cash coming in, we're screwed. I'm thinking of finally starting that new business we've been prepping. Alright, you got this. Way to pass the bug, Zappa. You know you're the leader, right? Yeah, but being the leader is about picking the right man for the job. You're the right man for every job, that's all. Dude. Wow, Kuma, you're amazing. You're almighty. Wait, wise sage Kuma, the future of Nayuta is in your hands. Now off you go, hero. Am I the sage or the hero? One job at a time. Hideout phase. Okay, so we're not gonna go through all this because, like, we got this. Like, we already did this in the last video, so we're not going through all this. Sure, why not? Feel event. Okay. You go to the garage, of course. Remember, this is now DRM-free on Jazz USA. $30. Fair price. This is a long game. This is an RPG. It's just like Rance. Not just like Rance, but it's as long as Rance. Where are my girls? You can fuck her to give her some practice, you know. I mean, that always works, right? Gotta give them some practice. Get in there and show me what you got. Oof. Sexually abused by her older sister. Plays the guitar as a hobby. Damn. I don't know about that one. Sexually abused by her mother as a certified bookkeeper. Damn. You picked the worst women, bud. Grew up learning archery, but she always has a snack with her. She's a Virgo. Okay, so both of these have serious fucking trauma, whereas this girl, she's okay. she always has a snack with her because I guess she's got the low blood sugar, whatever the fuck I got going on. Low blood sugar thing. But yeah, she doesn't have anybody in her family molesting her, so we're happy for that. Anyway, those are my girls. Alright, so what do we got now? Gonna go to next. We got the hustling phase and the hunting phase. And those are your days. Okay, now we get the hustling. I fucked up the hustling before. Alright. We got lecturing otaku, distractible popular guy, on the DL dirtbag, distractible fat cat. Alright. Alright, we are fucking. Alright, yeah. Current challenge chances. Winning, competitive, and losing. Okay. High income clients can pay better. Ready. All right. So we have a C and a C on looks. Gonna win. That's all we have. That didn't do well. Alright, so that one worked. We didn't do real well with that. Alright, please. Please tap your Asopo card and then press the button of the item that you wish to purchase. Please tap your Asopo card. I don't have your stupid card. Guess they're even trying to regulate our pocket change now. Damn it, Asogi. How'd hustling go tonight, Kuma? Oh, hey, Porno. It went okay, I guess. We still have room for improvement in terms of quality and quantity. Our competition is tough, but it's worth a shot. Oh well, here, drink this. Juice? Wow, thanks. I was just trying to buy me one, but... You couldn't pay with coins? Wow, how'd you guess? I didn't have to. I know when you first came, your first porn, your weaknesses, your fetishes. I have you in the palm of my all-seeing hand. Impressive. My hands don't do much seeing. What are you doing out here anyway? Zappa says we've got a special meeting. The 10th or so Nyota pep rally. At the same old bar, I'm guessing? Yup, the same old bar. Not again, I didn't get any message about this. I thought so, which is why I came to find you. You really are like a puma, Kuma. Wow. Purring in my heavenly palm. Huh. Well, thanks for letting me know. So have you been training the talent? Talent? Oh, the ladies we've got in the shop? Yeah, I've been training them. What? Nothing. Well, let's see how you fare. See how I wait. Ah, As the producer, it's necessary for me to maintain a grasp of the director's skills. Don't you saunter up to me like that. Aren't we supposed to be going to the regular? Yep. That's why I won't deduct points for premature ejaculation this time. It's bad enough you got a point system. Now come on and touch me. Put it in my mouth. Knock it off! Someone might see us! Stop pulling my pants down! If you're worried, want to do it over there on the bench? The streetlights will give it that stage production feel. That'll just attract even more attention! Minus points for lack of assertiveness and improvisation with surroundings. Oh, come on! Give me a break here! We're off the clock! Oh, you're drinking that? Well, yeah. You gave it to me, right? My throat was parched from yelling, so... Ah! Is this Mad Bull? That's right. The energy drink overloaded with invigorating ingredients. Mad Bull gives you crotch wings. Well, why would you... Ah! It's always important to plan ahead. Has it buffed your assertiveness? I told you, I'm not doing this! As far as this is concerned, I'm your superior, and as your superior, it's important for me to firmly grasp my subordinate's proficiencies. Ugh, but we can't do this here! Oh look, you're already hard. Oh. All it took was a few rubs of her little hands for Kuma's crotch to grow so hard it hurt. I can smell you, Kuma. She's sniffing my junk. Horno made no hesitation to inhale the stench that wafted from Kuma's crotch. The thought sent a bolt of electricity racing up Kuma's spine. But that's it. I don't smell anybody else. Are you really training your talent properly? Well, I could... But before Kuma could even retort, he was silenced by the touch of Porno's wet lips. On the base of his rod, his glands, and even a sensitive frenulum. With tiny little pecks, Porno covered his cock in wet kiss marks. The sensation of her soft lips, the glide of her tongue down his shaft, her blatantly dirty sighs, all of it set Kuma's arousal blaze. Ablaze, rather. Ah. Your pre-cum's already dripping from your tip, Slip. She scooped up the little droplets of pre-cum that dribbled out of the head of his cock with the tip of her finger. Seriously, how is she so... All it took was her touch, her rubbing, and his body was a live wire. It's like she was writing pleasure directly into his brain. How are you supposed to train our talent with a cock that ejaculates this quickly? It's just because you keep teasing me. I swear I'm not like this with other girls. Hmm? Are you talking back to your superior? She stroked his bulging glands with her fingertip. I find that hard to believe. All I did was touch you like this and now your legs are trembling. After a long glide over the edge of his head, she made an exaggerated display of carrying the smegma on her fingertip to her mouth. Wow, this is really detailed. Well, whatever. As your superior, I only care about results, so try to hold it out for me. Or hold out for me. I think he's holding it out pretty well. Porno let out a deep breath, blowing all over Kuma's cock. and put her mouth and hands to work. Look, it's getting harder and harder. Every movement was accompanied by a sticky squelch. She ran her saliva-covered tongue along his muscly length, tickling his head with one hand as she massaged his balls with the other. Oh, shit! Showing zero concern that they were in public or that people might see them by the light of the vending machine, Porno demonstrated a full comprehension of male arousal as she worked Kuma's knob. Look, now you're really dripping with pre-cum. Paying no mind to Kuma's twitching hips, she sucked on his tip with a loud slurp. This is still the first wave. All I've done is kiss you. Your superior is a little disappointed. That's because you keep rubbing me with your hands. There's no need to restrain yourself. Come on. Let me hear those pathetic moans. Like, I'm gonna squish, squelch, slick. The sounds of Porno's occasional moans, of her tongue sliding along Kuma's cock, of her sticky hands rubbing his length. These lewd sounds seem to fill the quiet park. Ah, it feels so damn good. Something deep in my skull is setting off alarm bells. Kuma tried desperately to control his jittering hips, and Porno kept taunting him with her fingers and tongue. This isn't even the first time, but all he could do was clench his teeth as he tried to endure the fire in his groin. Ugh, you're throbbing. With her chest exposed, the small lady continued to pleasure him masterfully like an experienced prostitute. Kuma knew that if he so much as glanced at her, the dam on his desires would burst, so he slid his gaze elsewhere. Porno, suspecting as much, raised her eyebrows. What the? His raging erection vanished into Porno's mouth in a single gulp. Porno held him tight in her tender cheeks, his cock reaching all the way back to the throat, to the back of her throat, rather, guys. Shit. Twitch. Not yet. The urge to come hit him like a wave, but Porno clenched the base of his cock tight to hold it back. Oof. A little bit of it came out. Porno wriggled her tongue, showing Kuma the white liquid in her mouth before gulping it down. Oh. Ooh, excuse me, guys. If I hadn't held it back for you, you would have let it all out, wouldn't you, my subordinate? What do you want me to say, sorry? Minus points for lack of eye contact. I mean, it's not like I can help it. But now that you've let some of it out, you should feel a little calmer now. Good luck for the next wave. Okay, I think I'll need all the luck I can get. Next time I won't be holding it back for you. Slip. Her wet tongue glided along his thick rod. Though it appeared to be a simple licking, she was in fact stimulating him with increasingly delicate tongue vibrations. And here too. Then suddenly she ran her tongue hard up the channel from the base of his glands to the tip, swirling around the pre-cum that gushed out. You tell me to hold on and then you... Now Kuma tried to keep his mind on her tongue, which was no longer the worst of his problems. Her hands were stroking, gripping, tugging. She tickled his scrotum in his shaft, each of her slender fingers wriggling as if it had a mind of its own. He felt her warm breath on his highly sensitive head, which caused his member to twitch. What, are you about to come already? Can't you handle a little girl touching your cock like this? And by little, she means that she's diminutive, not that she's prepubescent. No, I can still... Porno tugged on his shaft as she licked his cock like a popsicle. Are you going to shoot out your stinky semen for your stinky cock and make me drink it all up? Man, this is translated directly by the Japanese, if I'm not mistaken. You want to do a dirty thing like that? You want to cover me in your filth? No, I mean, just cut it out, porno. How come? Look, you're clearly excited. It's all part of my special technique. With a wet smack of her lips, she sucked on his head, making his whole manhood twitch. Honestly, I find it more fun to draw it out until you beg me to make you come, but... it's not what I mean. Yeah. I'm saying we don't have time for this. I doubt if it will take much longer. Porno looked up at Kuma's red, anguished face and licked her lips. Oh. Okay, it's about time we really got started. Back in when his cock deep in her mouth. I can feel her throat, it's hitting the tip. Considering the significant size difference, this thing must not have been physically an entirely comfortable fit in her mouth. But she was managing just fine. She tightened the walls of her mouth like a tight pussy, pleasuring his raging cock. I can taste your salty stuff. Come on, give me more. Relaxing her cheeks, she stimulated his head with only her lips rounded into a loose ring. Her fingers slid their way into his pants and started tracing the line from his gooch to his butt, making Kuma stiffen with surprise. Oh crap, the pleasure was intense, impossible to resist her sheer willpower. Before he knew it, Kuma had his hands on Porno's head. Porno didn't seem to mind. Kuma couldn't bring himself to push her away, so he could only watch his hands move with the bobbin of her noggin. Really? Besides, she took the subtle cues from his grip and moved just the way he wanted her to in order to pleasure him even more. It was as if Kuma was performing irumatio, literally shoving his desires down her throat. It's like she's reading my mind. Crap, how is she so... His endurance was dissolving like sugar in water until all that was left was sweet, syrupy bliss. Gah! Kuma has reached his limit, and Porno, who suspected as much, sucked even more intensely. Wait, Porno, keep that up and I'm gonna... But it was too late to try to bargain. His urge to come was past the point of no return. No, Kuma immediately tried to pull his hips away, but Porno held him tight. She's not wanting this age scene to end, folks. Suddenly, Porno's sucking grew even stronger. Her lips clenched his rod, her teeth nibbled his tip, her tongue drilled his dick hole for pleasure. Wow. Kuma's mind went blank and his spine went rigid. The pleasure was flowing through the tight grip of his hands. Splat. Kuma somehow yanked his cock free, then he lost control and painted the pale girl kneeling in front of him even whiter. Splat! All the pleasure that had built up inside him sent his semen shooting out in abundance, splashing all over Porno like a fountain. Porno wasted no time in latching back onto Kuma, squeezing in his shaft and rubbing his balls. His sticky slime was no longer jetting out from his cock, but Porno's stimulation kept it flowing, only barely more sedately. Oh, he had already come as hard as he ever had, and yet his ejaculation was still going strong. Kuma's mind took a vacation as Porno continued to passionately pleasure his penis, which kept on coming until it could come no more. Porno let out a small sigh as though she'd awoken from a daze herself. Sorry, Porno, you're covered in my... Too fast. Huh? What? Clock that comes this fast won't cut it for training. This will affect your odds of getting promoted. Give me a break here. You were going at it so hard, any guy would have... And didn't you say you'd excuse quickness this time? However, this does earn you a... few bonus points. Huh? Porno ran her tongue up his cum-covered cock. Her licking reinvigorated his still hard erection. Hey, you're not about to keep... Obviously, fellatio just foreplay, just getting the grips. And she wrapped her small head around his sensitive glands. Now let's proceed to the real test. Whoa, I'm all out of energy. Part of you begs to differ. If you can't move, I'll push you horizontal. Wait, we can't do that here. The birthday ceremony of the Asogi Group's founder, Mr. Yorozu, is just around the corner. Let's all try to follow in his footsteps. Uh-oh. If I didn't hurry home and watch A News tonight, I'm screwed for tomorrow. If I'm not on top of the company line, my colleagues might think I don't love Asogi. I gotta get a move on. Oh no! My smartphone's almost dead! Wait, but isn't your citizen ID on your phone? You'll be walking around without ID. That's gonna happen. You know, I actually saw on Twitter. There was a woman that went to a... Well, she went to check out her groceries. And she checked out with her hand. She literally just had this machine, and there wasn't a card or anything like that. She just took her hand, and boom, it worked. I'm like, oh shit, that's kind of fucking scary, isn't it? It's like RGE said, we're living in the dystopia without any of the cool shit that makes the dystopia bearable. It'll be fine as long as nothing happens on the way home. Wow, you're up for a challenge. If any of the guards ask you to show ID, you'll be in big trouble. Oh, that's a thrill I don't need. It's really late. Oh, my waist, my back. I shouldn't have let her get on top. Well, your technique and composure are passing, but your endurance has room for improvement. We'll have to work on your prematurity. You know you're really asking for a lot here. Ow! Asogi First School has won this year's lottery to lead the parade on the 17th of next month, commemorating the tree lining of Asogi HQ Road. Today we're here to interview the kids of Asogi First and see just how excited they are. Hello! Haha, we did that too! Yeah, but remember that kid who fell over in the middle of it? It was such a disaster. The teacher in charge of organizing the march never came back to school. Yikes. Think she got temp work? Probably. Oof. Well, I guess that's how it goes. There would have been members of the founding family there, right? Yeah, I guess she screwed up, huh? Anyway, though, how's... What a weird city. Yep, that's the Sogi people for you. Day one. Day two! Now then. Sorry, did I keep you waiting? Quit acting like we planned to meet. Don't call me that here. Oh, don't be so shy. You're headed for the hideout, aren't you? Let's go together. Well, fine, I guess. It's not like I have any reason to say no. You don't have any reason to say no? Gee, thanks. What are you acting so cold for today, Kuma? Didn't the food we ate last night warm you up? You mean at the party? It was pretty good, huh? You don't often stuff your face like that. Alright, I guess I just needed to refuel. I got kinda, worn out right before the party. Really now? Poor you. Hang in there, hero. I wish we'd had longer to eat, though. Ah, things got cut off short, didn't they? What the hell are we running for? We're dying and dashing! Go! Run! Run! Run like the wind! What for? What's going on? How was I supposed to know? They only took a Sogi points! It wasn't like that when we went last month! Ah! I didn't even get to try the cake! The white peach ice cream parfait was so good. Ugh! Don't rub it in! What gives, Zappa? Why'd you host a party when you're broke? Well, I was kinda expecting your hustling to go a little better! You asshole! Ah, we really put away the food and drink, and everybody had fun, even the kids. Yeah, but the running and throwing up afterwards kind of put a damper on things. Haha, I've never seen Zappa spew like that. Yeah, well, he was asking for it after eating so much and drinking so much. Well, I guess it wasn't good for the city's economy, so that was anti-Asso-ish, huh? Don't try to glorify dining and dashing. Ah, speaking of which, let's dine and dash at a cake buff next time. A what now? Is that your special word for a cake buffet? Exactly! I let the cake escape, blah, blah, blah. Exactly! I let the cake escape last night. Next time, I'll get my revenge! Don't tell me you hate sweet things, Kuma. Guys are allowed to have a sweet tooth, you know? What's the point of an all-you-can-eat buffet if you're just gonna dine and dash anyway? Therefore, we, Nayuta, must keep on fighting. Bring the hammer down on this twisted society. Oh, clap, clap, clap. And that's a whistle. What's all that noise about? Didn't we just have a pep rally last night? Ah, there you are, Kuma. Zappa says we're going hunting. We are? Another impromptu plan, huh? There's nothing impromptu ass about it. We're short on talent to hustle, ain't we? You knew? Well, color me surprised. Lucky guess. Oh, the usual after all, huh? Got a guess lucky to get lucky. Come on, get yourself ready. We're moving out. Well, now's a good... now's as good a time as ever. Where are we headed? Have you decided? We're hitting ASP. You mean the Osopo offices? We're gonna sabotage a big company like that? That's right. That'll really show him, won't it? So you're pissed at them because of the incident at the party last night, and now you want your revenge, huh? I don't know what you're talking about. I'm trying to fix society. I'm all about that righteous anger. And because he threw up last night. And you were all like, you'll pay for this! You guys are killing me here. You think I'm gonna go off on a hair trigger like that? Well, yeah. Isn't that kind of all you ever do? Oh, that's crazy talk. No plan, no life. That's what I always say. I wonder how many of those words he understands. Well, whatever. Gonna strike while the iron's hot. And nobody's too big to take down a peg, right? Uh-huh. Well, as soon as you enlighten us on that actual plan, I'm sure you've got. You won't hear any objections from me. Come on, don't be like that. You're the brains here. You tell me. Let's make this happen. All right. I'll come up with a plan for the brawn, but I bet ASP has tough security. I guess that's where I come in, huh? Oh, you're here, Torotoro. Yes, I'm here. You saw me come in. We made eye contact and everything. Your hormone-induced delusions of grandeur strike again. Excuse me? I'm a core member. I'm number two. I got seniority over all of you. That sounds like the lamest rap ever. Sorry, it's just you weren't here yesterday and it seemed too quiet for you to be around. Guys like me lurk in the shadows, sharpening our arms in secret. Is that a thing guys do? Don't ask me, I'm not like him. Don't ask me, I'm not like him. Who says sharpening arms? Sounds bloody. Lay the hell off of me. I meant my weapon, all right? I made a new weapon. Oh, that's what you meant. Don't come crying to me to protect you later. This new weapon was made from your sharpened arm? Would you drop that already? Come on, let's just go. You watch me kick ass. Hideout phase. Haughty. What does that mean? Bath salts. Oh, okay. They beautify the skin. They don't make her go fucking crazy. Not that kind of bath salts. Lucky lingerie. Well, how many of these port things do I have? It says I got two. Turkey pill. Pop more pills, get less pregnant. One day pill. Pop more pills. Stuffed animal. Eminently huggable. Offers light and calming smell. Training bag. Heavy with practice equipment. One night textbook. A suggested standard text. Alright. So she's not good with men. Men, it's that, oh, okay, well, hold on. Yeah, because, no, she's good with men. She just needs a higher bar with men. I need to look at these a little closer, guys. So the one that has a C with men, she's the one that needs, oh, we can't get any items. But I did make her really good with men. Can I bang any of them? No, well, why can't I mess with this one? Well, I can do that one, but I can't mess with Ren. Yeah, you literally can't. But, alright, so she's not good with men? We can fix that. C plus with men. We'll improve her looks a little bit with the lingerie. Not that much. I don't even know how much TP I have. Dude, I think of TP, I think of... I'm Cornholio! I think that's about it. Item. Feel. She's got an item this time. I want the item. Cosmetic kit. Cool. Looks 400. Remember, I'm trying to make my girls here the best they can be. Get out there and work for daddy now. Come on. Alright, where we got it? Here. Right here. Oh, we can move the... Oh, I didn't know we could move the girls around. Leave them where they at. Let's see here. Bath salts. Not those that are gonna make her foam at the mouth and shit. For those of you that are curious about that, there's an incident in Florida where somebody got on a type of drug, and it was a sort of meth they called bath salts, and they went crazy and they started eating people. It was like a zombie thing. So it happened in Florida. So you can check that out. And I'm not like, there's a lot of joke articles for Florida, but this was a real one. So definitely look into that and you'll see why we're talking about bath salts that way. Yeah, I'm sure if we gave her some real bath salts, she'd be eating folks. That wouldn't do too well for the brothel. Alright, I've made these girls good. I can only do so much. It's in the garage. Not a shit. Oh, holding for talent. hunting time. A hunting we will go. A hunting we will go. Hope that song's not fucking copyrighted. It's older than the hills. Go hunting here? Yeah. Seems like there's a lot of places to go hunting in the game. Yeah, you know, this is a long game. There's people that have spent thousands of hours in it. Alright, look alive, people. Ooh, my motor's revved up and raring to go. Well, make it quiet. ASP's just around the corner. Ah, that's kind of impossible for me, though. Weapon-wise? What's the big deal? Those guys aren't gonna up and ditch their posts over a little noise. Heh heh, it's time for my new weapon to make her debut. Huh? That's your new weapon, Torotaro? It looks exactly the same. Don't diss my fatal frenzy. It might not look any different, but when I click this button here... You're taking the usual pistol, Kuma? That's a real nasty weapon of choice. It's the logical choice. This thing makes it easy to silence those goons. It would if you could hit anything. Perfect for an impotent shooter like you. Oh, shut up. I can land shots if I shoot from close enough. From all the way up in there? Wait, what? So that's logic, huh? You alright, Zappa? You sounded serious for once. Oop, ha. Is that how I came off? Nah, we're here, so let's have fun with it. Nothing beats a good time, that's all I'm saying. The only person who thinks charging in there empty-handed sounds fun is you, Zappa. I'll be fine, that's how I roll. By the way, you said you were gonna scope the place out for us, didn't you? Yeah, I checked it out just before. The whole place is lined with guards. I knew it. There was no way that place was going to be light on security. It might be hard, but that's what makes it worthwhile. Are you guys all ready? Yeah. You bet. Ready when you are. Yo-kay, I'm thirsty for blood tonight. Oh, right! They're a Sogi, so don't hold back. You see something you want? Pick it up! Someone tries to stop you, knock them down! Now let's move! Time to paint the place red! I don't know why they didn't say paint the town red, but whatever. Okay! This is the dungeon, guys! Alright, we're gonna fight this man. I know how to fight. Alright, now this has a weird battle system, but it's not too hard. Oh, you can swap people. Hmm. Wow. Chili dog obtained. Heals 20% HP. Tasty, zesty jalapeno. Sales department. Is there some kind of emergency? I'd really like to get back to my desk. We found signs of an anti-ASO break-in. We need you to evacuate right away to the emergency exit. Anti-ASO? Then I really need to grab the important files on my desk. We'll take care of them. Please follow procedure, ma'am, and evacuate immediately. Okay. Not bad. What's not bad, Kuma? Aw, you're not looking at that lady over there, are you, you dirty boy? Yeah, she's got a nice face and figure. We can put her to good use. Huh? She looks like she'd have broad appeal. It'd be worth capturing her. Mm-hmm. It would. She'd definitely sell. Oh, you're talking about hustling her. Then should we take him on? Yeah, just be careful. Oh, okay, I understand. I'll go escape with the others. Huh? Then allow me to escort you this way. Hello there! Anti-ASO taxis at your service. We'll escort you out of here. Anti-ASO, you're under arrest! Make sure to defeat the guards before attacking the girl. Don't mess this up. Defeat the talent last to Dona Dona her. Don't forget about your back bench. Don't let me attack him. Alright. Hmm. I didn't know that. Okay. See, I don't know how to do this game. Like, you guys see it, right? It's not like there's no line to him. Like, I can't get to him. That's the problem. See, I've already fucked it because I don't know how to get to him. You saw me kept trying to move people around, but there's no direct line to him. And I'm like, well, what do I do? And it killed her somehow. I mean, and then you use... Because there's no way to do it without... I mean, I already fucked the talent. I don't know how to do this game. I don't know. Makes me want to go back and do it from the beginning.